All right, folks, it's time for Trailer Dump. I don't know why I'm here. I'm not going to say anything for the rest of the show. Everybody talk. First one, Onward, Pixar. That's not the name of it. Doesn't matter. Go.
Pixar.
Pixar, that's right.
Yeah, Pixar. Somebody at Pixar has got serious daddy issues.
Parent issues, let's be real here.
Daddy. I mean, this Coco, it's about dead dads coming back.
Mm. Look, I'm excited about this one. It's got... Dead dads aside. It's got Chris Pratt.
No, it's got Chris Pine now. We don't do two second takes. Chris Pine, Tobey Maguire,
Chris Klein.
It's got lots of Spider-Man. No, and Tom Holland as the main characters for the voice cast, and I think that looks pretty cool. Plus, I'm interested in the modern fantasy world, which is always a fun take.
I'm with James. I'm a big fan of It's the Future, but with magic. Or not even, it's the present, but with magic.
Right, that's why you were such a fan of Bright, and you wrote all those angry letters on the internet.
I did like Bright. I don't know why, but I did. I'm sorry.
I'm not interested in this. Am I? I'm not sure. I'm very on the fence about this one because, like, it feels like there's going to be a lot of, what are they, Shrek gags?
Yeah, there's a lot of, look at the horses in the trash can.
You wouldn't expect this fantasy thing.
Well, look at the gardening gnomes.
To be fair, it is the trailer, right? So,
what is the name of the show, ass? What is it?
A trailer dump.
Shut your mouth.
There you go.
They don't want to ruin the best gags in the trailer. Yeah,
we don't know that. Right.
All right, speaking of best gags, Bloodsport. Bloodshot?
Bloodshot.
Bloodshot with Vin Diesel.
Based on the popular, quote-unquote popular, Valiant comic.
So Valiant? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know I didn't even know this guy was a character or this was a thing.
Yeah, that's most people.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's
really
all we got.
I had no idea it was a comic book, even though it said it in the trailer. I was like, what comic book? Whatever.
I think it looked good-ish for what it is. I like the Groundhog Day aspect.
It's got a bit of a live, die, repeat vibe, right?
Yeah, he keeps trying to... I like the fact that they're... First of all, it's the stupidest plan in all of science fiction is we need to make the best soldier ever out of human meat. No, you don't. Really, like, the ultimate weapon is not going to be a bipedal monkey. It's not. Well, maybe literally a bipedal monkey.
I was going to say.
It's adorable.
Make it out of gorilla meat.
Yeah. Oh, like, it's always like, Weapon X has got to be like Canadian. And no, you don't need that. Or like it's got to be Mila Jovovich. I mean, I'm pro Mila Jovovich. But I just don't.
No, I agree. It's stupid sci-fi. It's been done a million times. But I don't know. I like the dies, quote unquote, and then comes back, and then like that aspect of it is really, really interesting. And I
got a book you should read.
I know.
It's called The Holy Bible.
Oh, wow.
They do a fun job too with the music and the motif. And honestly, I think the trailer is very interesting. It's very well made. It's a good trailer.
It could turn out to be just schlock. Which
I don't think there's a problem with that.
No, not really.
This is Trailer Dump. Why do we care about the actual movie?
There you go.
The trailer says to me, come see Vin Diesel movie 6189. This time we named it after a comic book. And if you're going to do that, then by all means, go ahead and use Bloodshot.
Hey, nobody's
losing anything here.
I miss XXX too, so it's fine. This is good enough.
Huh.
You didn't see XXX too?
No, because it had Ice Cube in it.
Knives
right?
Out is a trailer that we should not segue into this stupidly, but we will.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Knives Out looks amazing.
It looks really good.
Goddamn amazing. It is so amazing. Forget about the rest of this podcast. Go find the Knives Out trailer and just watch it.
I am so ready for this movie. I've been super excited since Rian Johnson was talking about the concept a while back, around the time of The Last Jedi, when he was like, I think my next movie is going to be kind of a Clue sort of espionage sort of thing. And then just by the time you get the cast in there,
I would love it if this turns out to be like the Star Wars treatment Rian Johnson had.
This is what episode 9 was going to be if Rian kept his job.
In fact, I recommend you all go out and watch Knives Out and try to picture who would be whom.
Yeah, which Star Wars
character was who.
Rey eventually turns into Chris Evans' character.
Yeah.
I know it.
Likely. All right, Frozen 2, Electric Boogaloo. I had to work one in.
Frozen 2, don't expect the first one.
I don't know.
Oh, no, James,
man.
You're the only one excited about this. Go.
I'm excited. Wow. I loved the first.
Hey, who here has a small child?
I do. But no, I loved the first Frozen. I thought it was really heartwarming. Yeah. It was really surprising. Its trailers were absolutely awful. So these trailers that kind of frame it as Frozen meets Lord of the Rings meets D&D adventure campaign, I'm down. I am interested in these characters. I'm interested in taking them out of Arendelle and maybe away from the characters that didn't work in the first one, like the troll rock people, you know.
I don't think we're getting away from them.
I think they're literally the only ones who had a speaking role in this trailer.
Unfortunately, we do have to take Olaf with us, so there's that.
Wow.
But,
weird mix of what you're interested in.
I thought Olaf was fine in that movie.
But yeah, I like Frozen. I'm
Here's
interested
what
in Frozen,
I don't
too.
Like about it, and I'm going to put a little... I loved Frozen, but we're not talking about the movies. We're talking about the trailer. And I do remember the trailers for Frozen were at least meh enough that I didn't bother seeing it. I was like, this doesn't look good. And that was it. And I was wrong. But this also looks like it's not good. And here's what I don't like about it. I don't want to know... I don't want a secret origin for Elsa's powers. I don't care. Like, does it... Do we need... We don't need to know that she's... actually from somewhere else, that she's from this magical mist village that may or may not be the Brave Village, some people on the internet are saying wrongly. That's what I'm worried about. I don't want too much explanation. Don't destroy the magic by trying to explain it.
Ice Baton.
I'm with Frank on this, but it looks like if they steer away from that, then I feel like it should turn out fine, but I think my big thing is, like, there's a number of reasons why Frozen worked, least of which was the songs in it. And I feel like I don't know how you're going to hit lightning with that twice. Like, maybe they'll just try really hard for the story and hopefully it works. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, they're not giving away too many of the songs in this trailer. I mean, I had no idea the first one was a musical from its original trailers. So I'm hoping it works. I'm hoping I enjoy the music. They've got some good composers over at Disney these days.
Don't forget, The Lion King 2 hit big with I Still Can't Wait to Be King. So.
Wow. Worth it. Disney's Jungle Cruise.
I love it.
All right. Well done.
My response was, we're still making movies after theme park rides. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, make more, please. I know people hate it, but
what
like,
is the hit to fail ratio on that? Pirates hit. Country Bear is not.
No. Nope. Country Bear was a miss.
Definitely the Haunted Mansion
was a miss.
Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. Wow.
Tomorrowland was an interesting film. Financially, certainly a miss.
I think Lincoln did pretty well.
That
good. Yeah. Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis. He actually lived 3 months as an animatronic dummy to get that role. Perfect.
They didn't say that. He replaced animatronic Lincoln in Disneyland.
Amazing.
But I really love the like nod to the ride in this where the Rock is like doing that. And there, the backside of water. Like,
Everything he's sort of staging all his parts of his ride.
Yeah.
But as people have said, this is why is Brendan Fraser not in this movie?
It just looks like a movie that's going to be flying on the Rock's charisma, which I mean is fine. There are great movies that do that, but I really like the ones that surprise me on top of having the Rock's charisma. Like,
Jumanji?
Jumanji, yeah.
Well, like you would have to watch the movie in order to be surprised by something other than...
Well, I guess
what is the name of the show ass? All right, sorry. Kingsman.
That's my point.
Kingsman. Get it?
Yep. The Kingsman. Instead of Kingsman, it's...
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Prequel.
Cool. Yeah, it's fine. World War One is cool. I like
this. I like that we're going to World War One. I mean, ever since
the least interesting war in movies.
No, it's
in movie
like,
made.
There's so what? Much material there. Like
that's
it's,
what I meant. Oh. The least done movie. I'm still wrong.
So I have two things here. One, I hope they cause World War One by being a bad spy organization. I hope that's the plot of this movie. That I'll totally 100% change my mind. Totally on board. Second, I really want Matthew Vaughn to do anything else. This will be his third Kingsman movie in a decade, and I think he's a really talented director, and I would like to see literally anything else. I understand he elevates Miller's material halfway out of the gutter, but there's still the other half of Miller's controversial material to deal with.
It's really hit or miss.
This movie, this trailer kept hooking me and then letting me go. I'm like, ooh, Rasputin. Oh, the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Ooh,
and he appears
airplanes.
To be active during it and not bleeding out in Siberia after being disemboweled, but still living.
Ooh, parachutes 10 years before their time.
Well, the invention. I can see parachutes as a Bond tech level in World War One.
Yeah.
Also, who was the first guy to test a parachute?
I don't know, but poor guy.
Rasputin, probably. Lady and the Tramp. This time, it's live action, question mark?
It looks cute. Yeah. It's going to be one of the first films on the Disney Plus that they're going
to
do.
Straight to Disney Plus?
Yeah. Guys,
shouldn't they have done... Hold on. Hold on. Hold the hell on. They definitely should have done Aladdin 2, Return of Jafar, straight, but like live action, straight to Disney Plus. That you gotta do straight to VHS Disney movies, straight to Disney. Commit to this, Disney. If you're gonna redo this, commit. I want Legend of Zelda. That wasn't a movie. What was it?
No.
King of Thieves. I don't know.
No, wait.
When are we going to get an Apple Aladdin Dumpling movie? Gang reboot?
We don't actually have a review for this movie.
The
do
gritty
we?
Yeah, reboot of right. the
I
Apple
don't have
Dumpling
any strong feelings on Lady and the Tramp.
Again, I think it's cute. I think it's
sure.
Definitely
dogs
works.
Look cute. Yeah. Why did we need to redo that?
Do the
that
animals
movie?
Look any less or more horrifying than the lions that talked? I don't even know.
Yeah, they look more expressive, I guess.
I guess. They're I actually also didn't realize they were talking for most of that trailer because the dog had the that kind of dog's mustache face. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a dog person. A mustache face. And I couldn't see its mouth move.
He's a terrier.
Yeah,
he's
no, we've got terrier. A mustache face. I'm doing the
thing mustache
to the mic.
The mustache face that is mic. Characteristic of that kind of dog.
You know what I mean.
The terrier.
Yep.
Give me a job. I'm going to be a shoutcaster for the kennel club.
Interesting factoid before we move on.
Yeah.
These are all real dogs as compared to CGI. They just CGI'd their faces.
Oh.
Their mouths to move.
Interesting.
As
That's
compared
why you gave
to
them mustache face because you can do less CGI.
No, it makes it easier.
Terriers have mustache face.
That's
so,
why they
so,
use the terrier.
So our face CGI-ing technology is better for dogs than it is for, say, I don't know, Henry Cavill.
Or Will Smith.
Mustache face.
Yep.
All right. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
This is the big trailer from this
Final
week.
Final trailer. I don't know. What do you folks think?
I'm also super mixed. I loved the music. I think the visuals look amazing. I'm on board to see the next movie. I really liked the last one, but there are things about it that I'm just trying to be 100% on board with, and damn not.
Mm.
I liked the first one a lot more. I don't know what it is. Like, there seemed like there was an odd amount of tension in that one that is not quite here, and that stinger at the end, I feel, is kind of spoiled here is the right word for it. Like, where, like, it feels like they overuse it. Like Palpatine has a monologue in this.
In a world where I'm Palpatine doing the inner world voice throughout. He doesn't do that.
Well, I'm kind of behind that not remaining a secret because it's no longer a secret. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. Something about it, like the laugh at the end of it, it was much more pungent. And I don't know. I'm like James. I'm torn on a lot of things. I really want to love it. There are scenes in here that I'm really looking into, and I like the fight on the water, and I like that scene of just like Rey's like, nobody knows me. He's like, I know you. Like, no, you don't, buddy. But I know you think you do. So that's kind of cool to see him.
When did all this happen?
When Rey's like, nobody knows me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to see the movie.
Yeah,
and I am interested in. I think James pretty accurate to what I feel. I almost don't want to hear anybody. Like, I know that's the point of the show, but I'm done with people's hot takes about Star Wars, especially.
Yeah.
It's sight unseen. It's like, just watch the movie, and if you liked it, great.
Yeah. One interesting thing that I've noticed with this, I think of the movies that have come out in my lifetime that I've seen the promos for, this is the only one I can think of that by the time the last trailer was out, I still have no idea what the title reference is or the subtitle reference is.
Oh, yeah. What does that
mean? I don't have a clear idea of what The Rise of Skywalker is.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think is the danger of a chip on a shoulder. Because you can read a lot into that. You could say, does this mean backpedaling from Last Jedi? Oh, does this mean that we're going to do that? Oh, who? I don't know. We'll know when we know.
Yeah. Like, I really kind of hope that the title has a payoff.
I don't know. The title of The Force Awakens is ambiguous, too.
That was very ambiguous, but we got a sense of, okay, the Force has been dormant, and it's starting to awaken again.
Yeah,
so you'll probably get a similarly ambiguous answer here.
I guess.
No, I thought we had a pretty clear answer
for Last Jedi.
Well, no, after The Force Awakens.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You know what I find interesting, though?
I don't care. If Matt comes swinging in and just leaves again, perfect.
Yep. Good times were had by all. All
right.
Hey, you know what you could do? We really need your help. Why don't you like, follow, and subscribe? Non-productive. And give us a damn review, man. We've done so much for you. You've done nothing for us.
We do care what you find interesting.
Buy a iPhone, because it's one of the few podcast services that actually has reviews on it. Buy it.
Yep.
Review us. 5 stars. Review. Delete your account.
Return your iPhone.
Return your iPhone.
I like this plan. I think we should follow through on this. Get on board, everybody.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.